WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of inspiration and empowerment. I'm Riley Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a lot more sparkle, and maybe even a dash of laughter along the way. Today we're diving into a topic that plagues pretty much every human being at some point, procrastination. Yep, that sneaky monster who whispers sweet nothings about later, while your to-do list grows longer by the minute. Ever felt like you're trapped in an endless cycle of starting things and never finishing them? You know that feeling when you have a million brilliant ideas but somehow end up binge-watching reruns instead? Well, girl, trust me, you're not alone. But here's the good news. Procrastination is a habit, and like any habit, it can be broken. So let's ditch the guilt trip and get real about how to conquer this beast and stay motivated AF. Ready to unleash your inner productivity ninja? Let's go. First things first, understanding why we procrastinate in the first place is crucial. It's rarely about laziness, although that can definitely be a factor. Sometimes it's fear, fear of failure, fear of success even, or just plain old fear of the unknown. Ever notice how you tend to put off tasks that feel really big and intimidating? That's your brain trying to protect you from potential discomfort. Another culprit is perfectionism, the relentless need to get everything absolutely perfect, which often leads to paralysis by analysis. Sound familiar? Now, let's talk action steps. Number 1. Break it down. Massive tasks can feel overwhelming, but when you chop them into smaller, more manageable chunks, suddenly they don't seem so scary. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't try to throw all the ingredients together at once, would you? Nope. You follow each step meticulously, and that's exactly how we should approach our big projects. Number 2. Time blocking is your new best friend. Literally schedule time for those dreaded tasks in your calendar, just like you would a doctor's appointment or a lunch date with your bestie. Treat it as a sacred commitment, and make yourself accountable. You wouldn't cancel on your bestie, right? Next up, find your flow state. We all have different times of day when we're most productive. Some people are early birds, while others are night owls. Figure out your prime time and try to schedule your challenging tasks for those hours when your brain is firing on all cylinders. Now, let's talk about motivation. Sometimes, even with the best intentions and systems in place, motivation can be elusive. That's where rewards come in. Treat yourself to something you love after completing a task or hitting a milestone. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. A cup of your favorite coffee, a 15-minute power nap, or even just 5 minutes of scrolling through Instagram can do wonders for boosting that motivation. Lastly, remember that progress is not perfection. There will be days when you feel super productive and others when procrastination wins. Be kind to yourself, learn from those slip-ups, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your wins, big and small, because every step you take towards conquering procrastination is a victory worth celebrating. Picture this. You've been meaning to start that creative project, maybe writing a blog post, learning a new language, or finally finishing that painting you started months ago. But there it is again, that familiar voice whispering, later. It's tempting, right? But here's the thing. What if you just committed to 15 minutes of focused work on that project? Just 15 minutes. You might be surprised how much you can accomplish in that short burst. Then take a break, reward yourself for your effort, and see how it feels. Chances are, once you get started, the momentum will carry you forward. So, beautiful souls, remember. Break down those big tasks into bite-sized pieces. Schedule time for what matters most, just like any other important appointment. Find your flow state and work when you're at your peak. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Be kind to yourself, trust the process, and remember. You are capable of achieving amazing things. Now go out there and conquer that procrastination monster. And don't forget to share your victories with me on social media using hashtag RadiantConfidence. I want to hear all about it. Until next time, stay radiant, stay motivated, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.